The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing, Big JD?
Doing good.
You look great.
Thank you. You don't look so bad yourself, but could use a little trim.
Oh yeah, I need
it's
a
time
shave.
For a trim.
Big time.
We can do that before you leave.
No, I'm good. I'm not going to see anybody except you, so this is what I think is acceptable for Big JD.
For me? Oh, okay.
You don't mind,
so I get the scruffy...
You get the scruffy Lippo.
Yeah, rough-looking Lippo.
That's the new stuffed toy you're going to be seeing this Christmas.
You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You know that song?
Yeah, what is that? You're not singing the melody, though, are you? You're singing just the lyrics.
I want to say that's probably is the...
The melody,
that's like
yeah?
The chorus, isn't it? You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy.
I'm sorry.
It's the Monkees.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if anybody else ever did that, but...
We talked about the Monkees last week.
Did we?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah. Last week. Oh, yeah, last week. It was just days ago now. It was only 7 days ago.
Yes, it was.
But yes, the Monkees on the theme song show.
Yes, one of our most popular shows ever.
Yep.
That's all I got.
All our shows are popular.
I'd like them to be more popular if they could.
Well, they could be.
Spread
somebody
the news.
Dug in a little and spread it around a bit.
Spread it around. That's all you got to do is go to the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page. And you, at the Facebook page, like it and share it.
That's facebook.com/ Big JD and Lippo is what it is.
Right. So facebook.com, you don't ever have to use the RBC thing, /, do you?
The what?
RBC, RNC. What was it?
Oh, NCR, I believe.
Oh, NCR.
Let's change your Google to...
Is that really what it is, NCR?
Yeah.
National Cash Register.
Wow, I don't know what it stands for. I'm sure it's not that.
Well, NCR does stand for
it. Could
for
be it. If it's the other cash, though.
Yeah.
C-A-S-H-E. C-H-E. Cash.
It's C-A-C.
You got to empty your cash.
Yes, I know.
Now, into my hand.
Empty your cash into my hand. So what's going on? Are you busy editing, working?
Constant, yeah.
Just constant.
Constant. And now with the film festival coming up, it's going to be insane. I got like meetings almost every day.
Meetings.
It's crazy.
Do things get accomplished at these meetings?
They do, yeah. This is going to be the best Windsor International Film Festival ever.
Is it because
starting on October 30th, running through November 10th.
October 30th.
It's really the I don't know exactly the date. That's when we start.
Okay.
But it's about 10 days long in there somewhere. You can check it out at windsorfilmfestival.com.
They couldn't
I think it is.
WIFF.ca.
No,
you
no.
couldn't get that?
I don't know. Those
probably
might have
not.
Been taken for something else, some other company. I don't know. But they didn't do Windsor International Film Festival. They left out the international in it too, which they should have put in there, even though it's long. I mean, if you got to type in Windsor Film Festival, you may as well type international in there, right?
International is a big long word, man.
Yeah, it's a big long word, but it's the important word in WIFF.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think so. It's international. That's the first thing you want. It's all about branding, which is something we should talk about on the show for musicians and bands. Branding.
And what about
important.
Big JD and Lippo?
Well, what about it?
There's a brand right there.
Well, the and is very important.
Oh, so you're saying a show should be, one of the of our shows is with the importance of branding in a band.
Yeah,
or
for
any
bands
other
and artists and singers.
Endeavor.
And yeah.
All right. That's
getting yourself
that's
out there and
show.
Doing everything. Okay. There
good
you
plan.
Go.
I love that you do all that right at the beginning of the show. We should do.
Yeah.
You know what else I should do is write that down. So at the end of the show, when we reiterate what next week's show is going to be about, I'll be able to tell you right off the top of my head.
So yeah, the film fest, it's the 10th year for the Windsor International Film Festival, and they're showing like, I want to say almost 80, between 60 and 80 more films than last year, which is insane. It's like 180 screens this, like screenings this year.
Screenings,
but,
okay.
But the films that might be a little less because they show some of them twice or whatever. But there's a lot of films this year. I think there was 90 films last year, and there's like 160, I think, this year.
And what is the showcase film this year? Do you know?
What do you mean?
Like the big one that someone like a
you
bigger.
You had to ask me that. I don't. I'm not sure. Actually, I don't really know the films. I've not gotten into like what they're actually screening this year.
What about
mine? Is all the sound stuff. So I've been dealing with that. But
Gavin Booth's Scarehouse. Have you seen that?
No.
Did
you see it?
No, I haven't seen it. I don't know. I've only seen the trailer. It looks pretty good for a horror
film.
Looks
all right. Yeah.
Do you like horror films at all?
I don't mind horror films. They're all always like a B film, but.
Yeah, they're their own genre.
But they're cool.
Sure. Yeah, I think I like so them. Too. We're going to talk about some news. And in the news, I know yesterday, I forget what the date was, but Joe Perry is like he's on a book tour. A book tour.
Okay. Wrote a bibliography, did he?
It's called Rocks.
Nice. Aerosmith Rocks. What a great album.
It is
Licking
a great
a Promise.
Album. Rats in the Cellar.
That's cool stuff, man. Johnny Come Lately on Saturday Night.
And they were all high as a kite during that. And they didn't even really hardly even talk to each other except in the studio.
Did you say Rats in the Cellar?
Rats in the Cellar is on Rocks, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Great tune.
I know.
There's some other good stuff on there too, man. Like the whole thing. Those old Aerosmith albums are cool.
They're very well produced. That album was for sure. It had a certain rawness to it, but yet it was, it said something. It was unforgettable. But anyway, I guess he has some things to say in his book that other members of the band, especially Steven Tyler.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Because he doesn't even know what the next chapter of Aerosmith entails.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know that he has to, but... How long do these guys go on?
How long do they go on?
Yeah. When do they say it's enough?
Forever, really.
Forever. They go on forever.
Does a true Aerosmith fan really care what goes on? Or you know what I mean? Just want more Aerosmith. I don't care how it happens, really. You know what I mean? I like Aerosmith. And I don't care how long they go on, how bad people might think it sounds, or the songs change, or the voice, and the you know what I mean? It doesn't matter to me, really. That's cool. Like the Steven Tyler doing the national anthem or whatever it was for the ball game or something. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people had a lot of bad things to say about it. I thought it was great, man.
Yeah, it was what I would expect out of Steven Tyler.
Exactly, Steven Tyler. And that's what people said. Oh, he sung it like he shouldn't have done this or shouldn't have done that, or his voice wasn't up to, you know, whatever. It was Steven Tyler, exact. However, I mean, he's just singing it by himself. You know what I mean? Like
a cappella. Yeah.
Anyway. I don't want to get too riled up.
But and it's funny that Steve, we're going to talk about Steven Tyler because he's on reality TV. He was on reality TV.
Oh, he's hosting one of the shows or something?
He was one of the hosts of American Idol.
Right, right.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that later on. And you just spilled the beans that this week's show is on reality singing talent shows of sorts.
Yeah, reality music shows, I guess, or I don't know. What do you call them exactly? They're talent shows. When you look them up online... That's kind of what you got to search is a talent show or competition.
Really?
Singing competition. Yeah. Competition reality show, that kind of stuff. You get some other junk in there too. But and I don't know the names of all the shows, but some of them were cool. Like some of those reality shows, though, with musicians. Like the one with Sebastian Bach and John Bonham's kid there and all that. Remember?
Well, Jason and Ted Nugent.
That was cool stuff. And the Rock School one, I think, that Iommi was in. And then the Osbournes and all that. I like that stuff. I think it's cool. I wouldn't have dreamed of that kind of stuff when I was into all these bands back in the day. Like, it's almost untouchable. Like, I couldn't get enough information on, like, Tony Iommi, you know what I mean? He was just like this god. And then now it's kind of funny sometimes, you know, just to see them sitting there with kids and doing stuff and hanging whatever. Out, yeah. Like, it almost brings them down sort of to...
Takes them off their pedestal for you.
They're kind of achievable level now, like, that you can... get all the information and see them everywhere and know more about them when before you really didn't. And it was like, wow, Iommi, man. He's just like, it's like he's secret or something, you know? Or
yeah,
Paige.
For sure.
Oh, he lives in a mansion that was owned by Crowley. And now he's just like this old gray haired guy that's playing around with Jack, what's his name? Jack White and stuff. And like, it's some of that's kind of not the same, but I think it's cool. It's good stuff I would never imagine where I could have that access to, you know what I mean?
Or have that insight into this guy is just a regular guy.
Yeah, a lot that too. And is it got a lot to do with the computer though, right?
It has everything to
if
do with it.
I mean, if we didn't have that technology, we wouldn't be able to, you know, because you had to, where would you ever find any information on them? Old magazines and stuff, right?
Old magazines.
Lucky to get a poster or something, right, you know?
And a bootleg VHS of some that somebody bootleg copied anything. From somebody yeah. else who copied from somebody else and the quality was horrible.
Yep. Even bootlegs, you had to get on a record album.
Bootleg vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some cool stuff.
It was the only way. And then cassettes, of course, opened up the whole bootleg market, which was cool in itself.
Yeah, when we were able to copy things.
Copy things, yep. And they would sound decent enough for you to listen to at loud volumes.
Or change the sound of things yourself. I mean, if you got an old bootleg that sounded kind of thin, you could use an EQ and tweak it a little bit and then put it on a cassette.
That depends on what kind of quality of stuff you were using.
Well, yeah.
Consumer grade stuff wasn't so hot. It would add something that you really didn't want to add in there. Usually I found stuff that I had.
I think it would do the trick, but it depends on somebody's taste. Did this guy add a little bit too much EQ when he did? You know what I mean? Because even now you find some people have tweaked bootleg stuff and you know, they might not make a mix that you would like, you know what I mean?
Sure. And it could have everything to do with just the set of headphones he was using when he mixed it down. It
could be anything, yeah.
Cheap headphones, pretty you're going to get, or the Bias bass, which a lot of headphones do these days.
Remember that company, Bias?
Bias, that was a guitar. I think they still do stuff. Instrument?
No, Bias, they made
stuff?
No, they made software. Back in the day, I used to use a lot was Bias. I don't even remember the name of it now. It was a music editing program.
Oh, right.
Not really multi-track. And they made Sound Soap.
Yep.
That I remember that now. Cut out your noise and used all that stuff.
Not to be confused with the bass company, Tobias.
Oh, yeah. Which I have one.
You have a Tobias?
I have a Tobias. Remember we talked about that.
Yeah,
and you, right. that's I think when you told me you might have mentioned the Tobias guy on that Modern, show, and then I watched that.
Yeah,
Tobias.
It wasn't Modern Family. What is it? What is the
Arrested name? Something?
Arrested Development. Yeah, that was totally funny that we had brought up a Tobias bass, and I was listening or watching a episode of that. Tobias.
Yeah. Tobias. What a name!
What a name it is.
But it's made by Gibson.
It's made by Gibson, or Gibson bought them.
Well, Gibson owns it, but. I think it's got something to do with Epiphone as well. But in other news, AC/DC premiered a new song, Play Ball, new single from the band's forthcoming album, Rock or Bust, which has their other family member, Stevie Young, mm-hmm. playing guitar, who is up there in age as well. Like, it's a nephew, and I thought, maybe it's a young guy or whatever, but he's almost as old as everybody else. He was born in, 50-something.
What?
No, not 50-something. Yeah. 1950 something.
Maybe I'll look it up and find out.
He's older than us anyway, so let's put it that way.
That's crazy.
And he's not that much younger than the other guys, and it's one of the brother's kids, so maybe he had him early or something. Dave Mustaine's mother-in-law is missing.
Do you think Dave had something to do with it?
So if anybody knows whereabouts of David's mother-in-law, call Big JD and Lippo at 1-800. No. Let's see. Megadeth frontman Dave Mustaine's mother-in-law, Sally Estabrock, who suffers from Alzheimer's disease, has been reported missing, according to CBS News affiliate KFMB. Should we be announcing other stations on our show?
Absolutely.
Channel 8 in San Diego, 75-year-old, was last seen at the Pine Zanita RV Park and Campground in Julian, California. On October 4th, her husband noticed she was gone when he returned from a shower and couldn't find her. I thought it was only women go to showers anyways.
Well, I think that's changing around now that a lot more men are becoming more out in the open about their sexuality.
And of course, our show gets released days later, so I imagine she's found by now.
I would certainly hope so.
Listening to this. They found her, maybe she's started her own band somewhere. And Pink Floyd's The Endless River album details leak. So Pink Floyd's new album.
Oh, there's some leaked on the floor.
Will not contain. That's from you spitting tea out. Gilmore, but no Waters, right?
No Waters.
Yeah.
It's Mason and Gilmore. That's what they should call it, really. It's like a Page and Plant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they called the band. They didn't call it Led Zeppelin. They called it Page and Plant.
Right.
So this is Gilmore and Mason. That's what they should call it.
And lastly in the news, John Lennon's solo music added to Spotify.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday when I fired up Spotify on my computer. That was like the first thing that showed up.
They landed another Beatle. Brings news that the streaming service has picked up John Lennon's 8-album-deep discography and 3 official compilations spanning from 1970s John Lennon Plastic Ono Band to his posthumous album Milk and Honey, released in 1984.
Awesome. That's great. So they had to work out a deal with just John Lennon's camp, it sounds like. He's got his own special deal, and I would have to think that Yoko gets all the money, right?
Probably.
I mean,
she's a good singer. In the streaming war,
she has good taste in men anyway.
Yeah? Is John Lennon somebody that you would go for?
Absolutely.
Is it only because of his stature, or is it because of how he looks? Do you like the English look?
Yeah, I think he's
the Beatle look.
He's a good looking lad.
In the streaming war, Spotify's count is now 3 for 4. So its catalog includes the solo discographies of Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. Meanwhile, George Harrison remains a holdout.
Yeah, he's probably got at least as large of a post-Beatle catalog.
He's got a big catalog, some big hits and stuff. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And when we come back, some music on The Morning Show. What are we listening to?
We're listening to Russ Ballard, awesome songwriter for Argent, played in
and
the
everybody
band.
Else.
And he wrote some tunes that a lot of other bands started. And this is Voices from Mr. Russ Ballard.
You will find somewhere there's a house.
All right, we're back, and we're talking about music reality television on the show today, competition, talent shows, and that kind of thing. And what are the two biggest shows, Lippo?
I would have to say that the two biggest shows here in North America are American Idol and The Voice. Those are the ones that gained widespread
And some popular. Of those same show names are in other countries, right? Like at least British, there's a British version of Idol, is there not?
I want to say The Voice is...
Or is it The Voice?
No, I want to say the American version of The Voice with CeeLo and... What's his name there?
CeeLo and J-Lo and On the Down Low.
Hey, that's cool. CeeLo, J-Lo, they all got low. I'm trying to think of the country guy, Shelton.
Oh, yeah.
It's not coming to
me. I don't know his name either.
Obviously, I don't watch that show. And the dude from Maroon 5, Adam Levine.
Okay.
I'd have to say that that show is based on a show that was in the UK.
Idol 2, though, isn't it? I mean, where that's where wasn't there a British show where Simon Cowell came from? I mean, a British Idol of something, no? Or was it The Voice? No,
no, else. It was American Idol, and I think this was at the beginning times of this genre of reality TV.
Music. It was in Britain first, wasn't it?
Yeah, I want to say it was, and I think it came from Britain's Got Talent.
Okay,
that's where the idea. Mm-hmm. For American Idol. Instead, I don't think Simon Cowell thought that Americans would go for a show called America's Got Talent. Or it was there was some licensing issue or something. There is a reason why he made up American Idol.
So The Voice is an American reality television singing competition broadcast on NBC. Can we say a television show on a radio show? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And based on the original The Voice of Holland.
Whoa! Yep.
The concept of the series is to find new singing talent contested by aspiring singers age 15 and over, drawn from public auditions.
Auditions.
That's what I said, auditions.
Okay. Sound like you said auditions.
Okay, no. Auditions. And the winner is determined by viewers by voting through telephone, internet, SMS text, and iTunes store purchases of the artist's performances.
Whoa! There's a factor that gets put in there that I would have never thought of. Mm-hmm. How did they get involved with that? That's amazing.
How don't they get involved with everything?
They're the number one retailer of music.
Mm-hmm. They just shove it right down your throat.
Well, there's that. And they also are well aware that people buying songs, that's probably going to be a thing of the past. People actually owning their own music. Here we are, you and I, people who used to actually own our own music on a media.
Yeah, we don't really have to do that anymore.
We don't have to have vinyl, which has been around since the beginning of the 1900s.
As it becomes more accessible, like in your vehicle and things like that, when you don't actually have to plug your phone in and you can get internet on a radio of some kind, you know, being able to get Wi-Fi in your vehicle, internet, and being able to stream music easier and easier, then yeah, we'll never need to own music like in the sense that we have.
Is there some kind of roadblock right now for cars not being able to just stick a SIM card into your infotainment center and then you just get cellular?
I'm not sure why anybody's taken the leap yet, but I'm going to probably assume that there's some politics involved with who knows who.
Because that's what you would
media
like,
media,
right?
And...
We would be played in more cars.
FCC and whatever, because they have no regulation on that. They don't have a handle on it. The government doesn't... have their grubbies on, you know what I mean? There's probably politics going on that we don't know about, and that's the reason for that, I would imagine, because, I mean, vehicles now have Wi-Fi capabilities where you can hook up your stuff to roaming Wi-Fi, you know what I mean?
Right. You can hook up your phone to be a hotspot for your car. That's only been around for a couple
of
years.
If you can do it with a little device, like your phone or whatever, then easily
have you seen
enough,
my phone?
You can...
It's freaking huge.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It's huge now by... compared to previous, I mean, screen-wise, yeah, more real estate.
More real estate.
But he has the iPhone 6, which is pretty nice.
It's thin. It's light.
Hate breed!
I'll take your dream! I'll take your dream! I'll take your dream and crush it! Ignoring the hourglass.
Okay.
This is not a clean show, obviously.
Well, it's hard to make out.
It's hard to make out?
Sort of.
Well, here, I'll show you how to do it.
Okay. You talk me into it. So that's The Voice is one of the biggest couple shows, right?
And the
who's the host?
Well, you got the info right in front of you there.
Well, okay, let me go to the only trusted source for Big JD and Lipo in the Morning, and that is?
We have interns.
Wikipedia.
What? No, we have interns.
Yeah, the interns go to Wikipedia.
Oh, they go everywhere.
Can you pass me that, please? Okay. And go make us some coffee.
All right, I'm getting right on it.
All right, so The Voice US TV series.
Why? Is there more? There's The Voice of Holland. Is there other voices?
I guess there is The Voice of Holland. Let's see. I don't know how fast I can find that. The intern didn't give me all the information.
No, I know. I'm asking questions and I just...
You're asking questions that we don't have the answers for.
I'm thinking people who are listening to this are wondering if The Voice came from The Voice of Holland.
Go to Wikipedia, man. Do we have to do everything for them?
Yes, that's what we're here for. We're the source of your music reality.
So coaches and advisors, we have that information for you. We have the important stuff.
Yeah, that's important.
So season one, Adam Blackstone.
Okay, this is The Voice.
Why do we have a season and have their name under no... You know what I mean? They're not... Are these the original people or something like that? Like Adam Levine, CeeLo Green, Christina Aguilera, Blake Shelton, which we were...
His name's Blake.
But then it says season one, Adam Blackstone, Monica.
These are the people who are on their team.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So these are the people that are... What did Alanis Morissette do on there?
She was one of the...
coach or something?
Yeah, she's a coach. Every week they have a different coach come on.
So these are the main people, and that's when they changed. Shakira came on board, and then Usher, right? They came, and I don't know why they got Shakira and Usher again. Oh, because she changed. CeeLo Green came on back on the show, and I guess that's how that worked. But they have some really big people that were coaches on there, right?
Yeah,
and did they do their songs too? Like when Cher comes on and does something with them, do they do Cher songs or how'd that work?
Yes, they do.
So
they do.
Does Cher coach everybody, or does she just coach a person?
No. She goes and talks to everybody.
Okay, yeah. And then everybody does a Cher song. Is that how that works? Or
at least once during the show they do a Cher song.
Okay,
yeah. I believe that's how that works.
I see. So then there's a whole selection process and the voting system, like we talked a little bit about, and. So we have a list of finalists, winning coach. What's that mean? Winning coach?
Well, the coach.
They get to win too?
Well, they have their team. And the coach has their team. And if that team wins, that would be the winning coach.
Thanks for clearing that up for us.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Okay, and in fitting in with today's show about idols and whatnot, this is a teenage idol for Blackfoot. I believe the Siogo album, CD, MP3. Not a bad song for Blackfoot, later Blackfoot.
Later Blackfoot.
I like old Blackfoot. Rick Medlock's back. I think Blackfoot for a while was, there was nobody original in it.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think we might have talked about that at some point in maybe the music segment of some other podcast.
And I think they only put out a live CD like with that lineup. Yeah. It was pretty cool though. It was like good rock and roll, but, and the guy a lot of times sounded a lot like Rick Medlock.
Well, that's probably
sometimes
why
not at all, but Medlock's back in the band. I think they're going to be putting out a new album.
Where? How come?
You know, he's only
got
one lung. That guy can belt it out for having one lung. But he's been in Lynyrd Skynyrd for a long time, and was one of the original members of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Actually,
is that right? That rings a bell.
He was on. excuse me. Maybe he might not have been on the
pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, I think at the very beginning. No, not unpronounced. I don't think. But he was on that. Their first and last. It was called that album. So I'm not sure if it was original or whatever, but he sings songs about them too on early Blackfoot stuff, which is cool. Like 70s early Blackfoot. They put out a couple of records way back that were really, really cool. Just like old sounding rock and roll.
Right. Yeah. With that Southern influence, whatever yeah. that is.
Do you want to move on to a different show or?
American Idol was created based on British pop show Pop Idol.
Okay. Was that with Simon Cowell, do we know?
Which was in turn inspired by Pop Stars, a show TV producer Nigel Lithgow saw in Australia, brought over to
Lithgow.
Britain. Lithgow?
I think so.
It's L-Y-T-H.
Yeah.
Why would it be?
No, I don't know. I'm thinking of John Lithgow. Is okay. that how you say his name?
Oh, yeah.
Go on. I'm sorry for the interruption.
Using the idea from Pop Stars of employing a panel of judges to select singers in audition, then adding other elements such as telephone voting by the viewing public, which at the time was already in use by shows Eurovision Song Contest.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, this is an idea that's probably been around a lot longer than what us in North America are used to.
Right.
So I want to see how Mr. Cowell got involved with this. So the viewing public was voting the drama of backstories and real life soap opera unfolding in real time. Simon Fuller then created Pop Idol. The show debuted in 2001 in Britain with Lithgow as the producer and Simon Cowell as one of the judges. So he was just a judge on this Pop Idol show.
Fuller. So who was who was Simon Cowell anyways? He's some kind of producer, isn't he? But how did he get his name? And what did he produce? And what did he, you know?
Okay,
I want to say he had something to do with Spice Girls way back, did he? Because they were, Spice Girls were some kind of a talent-winning band from a show. Which I think Spice Girls were great, by the way.
Why do you say that?
And why do I say that?
Yeah.
They were huge. They had amazing songs. They were very well written. Whoever was producing them and whoever was writing their songs or whatever, it was great.
Spice Girls.
Yeah. Anybody can say whatever they want. They were fantastic.
Okay. I would say they're amazing. Fantastic. Only because I just put them in a certain genre that I'd say, I'm not listening to that crap.
Yeah, you can put them in a genre of music that you didn't listen to or whatever, but very well written music, song after song after song.
But they didn't write any
they
of
were
their
huge.
Own songs, did they?
Yeah, but whoever was behind it or doing it, who did something right.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
Simon Philip Cowell, born October 7th, 1959. It was just his birthday a couple days ago.
Okay.
Is an English reality TV celebrity, music and television producer, and talent scout, also known as an A&R executive.
Okay, for who?
Well, some in Britain. I don't know. He is known in the United Kingdom, United States, for his role as talent judge on TV shows such as Pop Idol, X Factor, Britain's Got Talent, and American Idol. He owns the television production and music publishing house Psycho.
Psycho? P-S-Y?
No, S-Y-C-O.
Okay.
As a judge, Kyle is also known for his blunt and often controversial criticisms, insults, and wisecracks.
I wonder if his middle name starts with a Y.
Philip.
Okay. Why? It's just as much a why as anything. Ricky Nelson on The Morning Show.
Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they got no way of knowing how lonesome I need somebody to be my baby, someone to tell my troubles to. I've got no time to ever find her, 'cause I'm just passing through. I travel guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. I get no rest when I'm feeling weary. I gotta pack my bags and go. I've gotta be somewhere tomorrow to smile and do my show. I travel around from town to lonely town. I guess I'll always be just a rolling stone. If I find fortune and fame and lots of people know my name, that won't mean a thing if I'm all alone. Some people call me a teenage idol. Some people say they envy me. I guess they've got no way of knowing how lonesome I can be.
The funny thing is about Simon Cowell, when I picture him, I was thinking of the other.
Do you do that often?
Well, I'm just thinking when I think of some guy, I put his face in.
Do you think of some guys often?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay. Do they look like John Lennon?
Yes, they do. And Simon Cowell, too. He's a relatively...
He's not a bad-looking guy.
He's an attractive...
I think he's better-looking than John Lennon is.
Depends what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Do you ever see John Lennon's ass?
I have, on a number of occasions.
Damn it.
I have pictures.
But who's the guy who's on the cooking... the chef? Chef Ramsay?
Galloping Gourmet.
No, Ramsay. Chef Ramsay. That's the picture I had in my head when I was thinking of Simon
Do you
Cowell.
Think he's good-looking?
No, I don't think Chef Ramsay is. No, I don't think he's good looking at all. Thank you very much for that. Holy moly. I'm just looking at the list of judges for American Idol.
Okay.
Paula Abdul was one of the originals.
Paula Abdul, is that her brother?
She was there from 2002 to 2009. Simon Cowell was there from 2002 to 2010. Those two often butted heads. Randy Jackson, awesome bass player who went through somewhat of a transformation while the show was recording. He lost a bunch of weight or something, didn't he? Randy Jackson?
I think that he did, yeah.
And he played for everybody. I didn't realize Randy Jackson, he's played like...
I know he was in Journey, but I don't know who all else. He's got anything to do with the Jacksons?
I think he does. I think he played with Michael Jackson.
But he's not a Jack, like a...
He's not one of the brothers.
No?
I don't think so.
Like a relative, no?
I don't... think so. Kara Diagardi. Do you know who that is? Kara
Diagardi. Sure.
Yeah.
She was over last week. Stopped by the station and...
Ellen DeGeneres was a judge for 1 year in 2010.
Why?
Exactly. Jennifer Lopez, who I often get confused with Paula Abdul.
See, okay. At some point, we got to talk about are these shows hurt or are music... an artist, or are they good for it? And Ellen is a perfect example. Like, why was she on there judging? It was because of her popularity and ratings and
in
whatnot.
2010,
it's not because
yeah.
She doesn't do anything musically except dance on her
she
intro of her
on
show.
Her shows. Is she musical? I don't know. She may have a musical side to her that I have nothing about.
I don't know. But I heard Steven Tyler can drum like a mofo.
Steven Tyler can drum?
I think so.
I think you're right. I think I might even have seen him drum at some point in an Aerosmith show.
You know who's a great
show?
Drummer? Karen Carpenter.
She wasn't great. She could drum, though.
Did you ever see her? Like a solo? Drum solos and stuff?
No.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. Like crazy. Crazy drumming.
That surprises me.
Check it out post-show. But Yeah, okay.
Ellen DeGeneres wrecking music. Well, I kind of think that's why we wanted to bring this topic to light, was we were going to discuss how this music affects musical tastes, for one.
Yeah.
Like, this is popular music. Back in the day, what did we have on TV was shows like American Bandstand was one. And that was usually fed songs through A&R guys.
I'm going to tell you something, too.
And so these A&R guys have a lot of control in the music industry. They're mm-hmm. the people who decide what the singles are going to be and all that kind of stuff. But
they decide what we get to listen to, essentially, anyway. I mean, we don't decide that, really. I mean, until it comes out and we like it or don't like it.
Right.
But what about all the other stuff that they got on their desk that we might like better? That we'll never get to hear.
We can't say never. I mean, the services out there now make that music more accessible to us. But if you're just going to listen to radio and shows like this and other mainstream...
Then we're spoon-fed everything.
Spoon-fed. That's the way it is. And it's all cookie-cutter. Two cliches in a row. Cookie-cutter and spoon-fed. The music, if you want a rock song... It's got to fit this cookie cutter mold that I have in front of you here. Like, you know what I mean?
But the other thing is that the auditions, people don't vote on the auditions. So there might be somebody that, hey, I really like that, but they didn't make the cut because the three judges said no. So I'm going to take what they give me.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
As far as the auditions go and only the judges picking them, there was I'm going to say less than four episodes of The Voice. And basically they pick teams. So there is a competition between two people and one of them wins, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they get to move on. But that person who won gets to be on someone's team.
Right.
So eventually all the coaches have almost a full roster. Mm-hmm. So it was near the end where like one guy had his full team and the other three people were just waiting to get handpicked something. And there was these two guys sang, they were both really good. And they sang rock songs. I forget what it was, but the one guy was really, really good and nobody picked him. They let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I was thinking, oh my God, they picked the other guy? Like, and they would, the excuse they would use would be that they want to fill their team with, you know, a certain type of artist, or they wanted to make it as varied as they possibly could. So that's why they didn't pick this guy. I would say, out of all the people that I had listened to up to that point,
mm-hmm.
this guy was the best guy. He had a unique voice, his range was awesome, and he was really good, awesome entertainer, and they just let him go. He's never going to be seen again.
Yeah.
I was flabbergasted, like, oh my God, they're letting that guy go. They kept this chick, you know, like two competitions ago, who has as much talent as that guy had in his pinky. Anyway, that's my rant for these. No, it isn't my rant. Actually, I'm just thinking about what we were talking about earlier, the effect of all this music. So on mainstream radio and mainstream TV, this is what a lot of kids are listening to, and adults too, unfortunately, who let their kids in on this stuff. So this is what they consider music.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like that kind of music, if you're going to be the rebel of them, a lot of your choices have to do with like industrial music or house music and like stuff that is... what do you want to call that? Repressive or down or dark or whatever, you know, something that
Why?
They know, because they know that if they listen to it, they can relate to it because they feel like they want to be separate from everybody else. All these kids, as they become adults,
yeah,
they
but
want
why
to differentiate
that kind of music
themselves.
And not maybe a similar kind that was on the TV show or something, or rock or whatever, like you said, specifically like something dark or something really different, industrial and
whatever. Yeah. Something that will say to them, they don't want to fit in, because a lot of kids don't want to fit in. They want to be separate from everything else. They want to stand out because they're whatever, like, you know, there's emo or
and for a lot of people that's just phony anyways.
For most part, they just latch onto something that will differentiate them from the mainstream. They're not jocks, they're not really intelligent, they're, you know, they have their own thing. So usually those people kind of latch on the most extreme kind of music, or something that's more extreme than
they latch onto it because they like actually genuinely like it or can truly relate to it. But if you latch onto it just to be, want to fit in with another crowd or fit in or do, you know, that's just stupid too.
Well, they're kids, Jamie.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. They should have been born older.
I'm sure you knew some kids who were like that.
I still know lots.
I still
Yeah, and they're not all kids either. Yeah,
but they sure act like kids, don't they?
Yeah, you know, they should act grown up like us. Or me.
we were talking about that pre-show.
I want to be a Toys R Us kid.
JD doesn't want to grow up.
Never.
Wants to have the same mentality.
Or rebel forever and listen only to industrial music.
Screamo death metal. But a lot of dance music, a lot of kids like super, yeah, heavy, super bass, so your hair is vibrating. And they go to clubs and they just want to feel
rave
that.
Rave style.
Rave style, yeah. Crazy. So when they leave, it's still just thumping in your head. You go to sleep.
Yeah, but if you like that, then you like that. That's cool. I have no problem with whatever somebody likes. And I have no problem with any kind of music, period. It doesn't matter to me what it is. You know, if I like it or like the sound of it or like the way it's written or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Then I like it. Even if it's not something I might normally even
enjoy.
You
know, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And it might be the fact that you like some certain song or album by somebody and don't like the rest of the stuff, right? Because everything doesn't appeal to you. It's what appeals to you, not to like something just because, for any other reason. But anyway, that's another show.
That is another show. And I don't know if we could expand on this maybe in a whole other show, but the whole science of music as far as...
Ooh, the science of music.
Why we like music. Do you know if you listen to something repetitively, 5 times I think is the number they use. If you listen to something 5 times, a song, you will like it. You don't really even have a choice.
Maybe we should try that. We'll play the same song 5 times over on the show and see if everybody likes it. And doing a show like that, though, the science of music as well, brings in your... you talked about it on a show a long time ago, and I don't even think it was one of these morning shows that we do primarily music talk radio. I want to say it might have been a Jabbercast or something like that, but it was about the thought process for a musician or a guitar player when they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know what I mean? Didn't you say there's psychologically there's something that goes on inside their head
that is different from any other thought process they use, and it's unique to that task.
Mm-hmm.
So people who don't play guitar don't ever use that part or that functionality of their brain.
That's interesting. That's a whole other show. That's pretty cool. The science of music. So don't forget that. You got that? You going to put that in your notes?
I'm writing it down now.
Here we go. You're not writing anything down.
Tapping my display.
Do you want to tap that? Display?
Got her.
So. Okay.
Science of music.
Can we talk about America's Got Talent? We didn't talk about that one, did we?
No, we didn't.
Let's do that after some more music.
All right, what are we going to listen to?
You have some Billy Idol coming up.
Dancing with Myself.
On the floors of Tokyo, ho, down in London town to go-go. With the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing all with myself.
another drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing with myself. I'm dancing with myself.
All right, we're back, and we JP. Obviously don't have time to talk about everything.
Who's got talent?
Got talent. X Factor, is that a music show?
No.
Okay. Well, what do I know about music? America's Got Talent. What were you saying?
I was going to say, Big JD, who's got talent? And you say?
Finish the sentence. Big JD, who's got talent, is joining us today on the show, and I thought you were putting it in that context.
No, that's just the way you think.
So who's got talent? What?
America's Got Talent.
Oh, okay. Do it again.
Big JD, I want to ask you one question.
Sure.
Who's got talent?
Canada's Got Talent.
I'm pretty sure there is a show. Oh, there is a show. I know somebody who's been on that show.
What?
Yes.
What? Oh, is that the...
Justin Zicato was on Canada's Got Talent.
Yeah, he introduced me to him about the Four on the Floor film and stuff, and I didn't get a chance to carry through on a lot of interviews
yet. Four on the Floor?
Still going on, man.
voice.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I said it right, didn't I? I have no idea, but it's going to be a...
I had a lot of trouble getting a car. We need a specific car for this, and I should ask you. Maybe you know somebody. You work in the car industry. I need a muscle car with a stick shift ball on it that has the 1, 2, 3, 4 reverse. It's that simple.
And an N.
But everybody's neutral. Changed them. They got Hurst shifters, and they got...
So you just want the photo, you want video?
A neuter ball. I mean, a neutral. Neutral ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I need a 4-speed. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Reverse. And neutral is just neutral anyway. It shouldn't even have a neutral thing on
it. Right, some do, some don't. Oh, no, only...
I want one that doesn't then.
Yep.
So... But I need that in a some kind of a muscle car, you know.
So you want video of that? You want to shoot that?
I need the vehicle for the film, yeah. It's going to be driven around to different locations where big clubs are and were in this city. I need that.
Oh,
I
have
trouble
I
finding it, and then I get, you know, I mean, paying stuff's got to come first. It's my own independent film, so it gets put on the back burner, but I would still be much further ahead if I had the car, because that's the whole main thing that runs through the show, so.
I gotcha.
Anyway,
four on
if
the
we
floor.
Can find that, I should put the word out to more people to see if we can get a car.
Listeners, so, out there, yeah. Muscle car,
if anybody's got a muscle car, that's why I was talking to Angie, right? Even does. Oh, no, that was about something else. I don't know if she has
that. Yeah, there's another shoot.
But anyway.
Yes, anyway.
Okay. So, America's Got Talent.
What about that show? Remind me what that's all about.
Oh, let me remind you about it. America's Got Talent is an American reality television series on NBC. Is this the right show? Sounds like just something else I read before.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Part of the global British Got Talent. That doesn't even really sound right. But anyway.
British or Britain?
British Got Talent franchise. So it is a talent show and features singers, dancers, magicians, comedians, and other performers of all ages competing for the advanced top prize of $1
million. What?
The show debuted in June of 2006 for the summer television season.
It was awesome.
$1 million. Why don't we give $1 million away on our show?
We would somebody have a lot more listeners, that's for sure.
Oh, speaking of which, I was going to ask if you want to record a acoustic guitar track for me to sing over.
Because you don't know how to play acoustic guitar?
Yep. Yep, exactly why.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to.
The Judas Priest song.
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
All right.
Talk about that later. Obviously. A lot going on post-show. You're never going to get out of here.
I know. I got to go
okay,
to work.
Okay, so anyway, that's America's Got Talent. Who hosts that? You know anybody that hosts
you're
that
on
show?
Are you not on the page?
Well, we need more interns.
We need more interns.
America's Got Talent, blah, 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 blah. And let's see, premiere 2006, winner, runner-up, third place, host. Oh, hosts. Regis Philbin. Okay, he hosts it. Jerry Springer's hosted it. Who's Nick Cannon? Do you know who that is?
Nick Cannon, he's a porn star.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Okay. Well,
it sounds like a porn star name.
Why do you lead me around like that?
That's a perfect porn name. Nick Cannon.
contestants, albums. Yeah, well, that's just something that listeners are going to have to look up.
Why? What's going on? What are you looking at, bro?
Well, I'm looking at America's Got Talent on Wikipedia, and I don't really see it that fast. Simon Cowell, the incarnation was created by Simon Cowell, was originally due to be a 2005 British series called Paul O'Grady's Got Talent. Okay, original judging panel consisted of David Hasselhoff.
Yes,
because he was a big singer, German guy, right? From Knight Rider, was it?
Knight Rider, yes.
Okay, and Brandy Norwood and Piers Morgan.
Pierce Morgan, yeah. Okay. So he was
Sharon Osbourne replaced Norwood in season 2. Howie Mandel replaced... And Howie Mandel, is he a singer?
Yeah.
Does he want to be touched?
No, he's not. It has nothing to do with singing.
Would you touch Howie Mandel? Appropriately?
Yes.
Or inappropriately?
Nah, he's pretty cute.
Yeah, it's kind of, eh?
Yeah.
In a Howie Mandel sort of way.
Sort of way, yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Howie was on there. But there's also other comedians on America's Got Talent.
Oh, right, because it's talent.
Talent
it's not,
show.
Okay, that's how that happens. Okay, so anyway, that's today's show. Next week, what do we have going on next week?
It's either going to be branding or...
Oh, it's going to be branding.
Okay, branding.
I think.
All right.
Unless you want to do the other show. We'll talk about it post-show.
No,
it will be branding, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with branding. That was the original idea.
Branding and the importance of branding for musicians and what part it plays as far as what gets played and who's making all the money.
Yeah, and how you need branding. What branding does for you. The importance of branding.
That's what you just said, yeah.
Oh, did you?
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I know, you don't pay attention
just
to me.
Just for a split second. I wandered.
He's wandering away.
All right, so we'll see everybody next week.
We're going to be listening to...
We're going to leave everybody with who pays the price? That's
by INXS.
INXS. And why did you choose INXS?
Because Michael Hutchinson plays harmonica really well in this song. Well,
there you go. Is it harmonica? Or there's more to it than that.
Yes.
Didn't we discuss this pre-show? INXS was a big thing for one of the Idol shows or what.
There was a reality music show where they got a new singer.
Right.
Michael Hutchinson killed himself, and so they were looking for a new singer to continue.
Oh, that's the guy that plays the harp? No.
No, the Michael Hutchinson is the person who sings in this song.
Right.
He's the
original dude.
Original dude, yeah.
And he played harp.
Yeah.
Did the new guy play harp?
I don't know.
He didn't play any harp on the show.
That was a really good show, though. I have to admit that you got to see a lot of different talented people. People who really had talent and people who you could relate to because they were in bands as well.
They even had women. Chick tryout.
Women's
right?
was on the show.
They allow women on those shows? Jeez.
I know. It's crazy.
There's some phone calls into the station.
Well, there's another news story. Someone just recently said that the music industry is completely...
Women now? Taken over by women?
No, it's sexist that it's completely male-driven.
It's sexy.
Sexy, baby.
I think everybody's got to be male-driven anyway.
I think you're right. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's dark sometimes. The people are shoving, pushing you into the ground. And you cry in daylight, the sun in your eyes. Even though you know you're not alone. And it's all been felt before. Stare through your window, wonder if it's gonna be more. If it brings you down, it's like a war.
Here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.